Have you ever heard of a woman's name ending in AA? Well, I talked to one recently. This is Stories and Stuff here in Minneapolis, and I'm Joy Bubbles, your storyteller. And I got a surprise last Saturday, the 10th. Dawn, that lives in Melbourne, Australia, came to see me. And the first reason was I had told her that one of the things I don't get normally is homemade soup. And if she ever wins $40 million in the lottery, what I'd like is a big bowl of homemade soup, and then she could keep the rest of the money. Well, she said I better not wait for that because the odds are kind of slim of her winning. She never buys tickets. And she said that does make it a little harder to win than might be. And she said, I'll just come and make you the soup. So she flew in for the 10th and had wild rice and chicken soup, and then in the after later a big broccoli and cheese soup, and boy, they were good. But she says, I also have a surprise for you that I brought. You've won the award from the Cultural Creatives. They gave you the Keeper of the Oral Tradition Award that they give to a storyteller every year that is kind of relies on oral, without a lot of theatrics or showmanship or anything like that. And I had told a few stories to them off and on, storytelling things over the phone, and they gave me the award for one about a little girl that hadn't talked for 2 years since she had seen her father get shot and killed in Oklahoma. And one day while I was playing there, she said her first words. You may have already heard that story, but since it won the award, I'm going to put it on again, I think the weekend of the 24th, the peas story, as it's known, the story of the peas. So if you've heard it and don't want to hear it again, you could just skip that week if you want. But it was a lot of fun getting the award. I got a $100 check. Actually, it was American, too, not even Australian dollars, because Australian dollars are worth about 70 to 80% of American. And then I got a nice little statue from India, and I think like a goddess of goddess of riches and prosperity. Darn little thing I hold it in my hand, it weighs about a half a pound. It's amazingly heavy. But Anyway, that was a surprise. But getting back to the woman's name ending in AA, her name is Loya, L-O-Y-A-A, and she's a friend of Dawn that lives in Australia. And Loya had been seriously ill, and, sometimes money can be a problem. And she was selling things, and one of the things that Loya had to sell was her very beloved special quilt that had been a comfort to her and before that in her family for many years. And she loved that quilt. It got a surprising amount of money for it. I think it was, I don't remember. But anyway, I had no idea that it would be that much. And Dawn and her were talking, and she started talking about the quilt, and Loya just cried and cried and cried. And Dawn said, it might not be gone forever, you know. Well, I sold it, and it's just gone. And I could never hope to get it back. So Dawn decided that maybe she could get it back. And where was it sold? Dawn found out the store that Loya had sold it to, and they didn't know the actual name of the person that bought it. But one person there remembered her saying where she worked, and Dawn went there and asked around, and little by little she found out who the person was and was going to go over and talk to her about buying it. Well, there's one problem. She moved to England. She had moved recently from Australia to England, and so where was she? Where in England? Nobody knew. They just said, oh, she's moving to England somewhere. Well, England somewhere is a big place to look for somebody. But somehow she ended up finding the lady in England and called on the phone and was negotiating with her. And the lady wasn't too anxious to sell and kept upping the price, and so Dawn settled on it, higher than she had thought. But anyway, then Dawn told about this seriously ill woman, and she wanted to give it to her. And the lady in England said, oh, I thought you were just an antique dealer. I didn't know that. I can't sell it to you for that price. Well, how much do you want then? And she lowered the price to just about, just a little above what she had paid for it. And so Dawn flew over to England, got the quilt, and brought it to me first for to bless, because I like to bless comfortable things like that. And also babies inside while they're still in the womb and different blessing things, you know. And in between eating the soup and stuff and Dawn reading me some words about the spelling bee I'm going to be in and different things like that, I had a nice little quilt blessing. And me and Dawn sort of stood and swayed together, and she played the song that makes me think of our relationship, One in a Million You. Because the way I met Dawn, it all started with a mistake in the lottery ticket at Snyder's drugstore here. And because of that, I ended up meeting a lady in Australia. It's an amazing chain of events sometimes. But it is kind of a one in a million to think that somebody would come from that far to make me some soup and give me a hug and let me know that I changed her life and stuff. You know, I appreciate her so much that of all the people in the world that she could go see, that she would come and see me. And yeah, that little statue was a heavy little thing from India. And more than the award, it represents the people that appreciate my stories and care about me. So next week, I guess if I remember to, I'll put on the story about the peas. And so, yeah, like I say, if you've heard it and don't want to hear it again, you could just skip that week. Well, remember to stay strong and take care of each other and find some time to play. It's worth taking the time to play. And if you do have a hammock, maybe swing in it for a while. Lay up there and the clouds and the birds and fragrances of flowers and stuff, you know. It's nice to just think about those things. See you next time. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.